So again, it depends a great deal on what we mean when we say heir of the German Empire. But I think on all sorts of levels, what you can see are elements of continuity into the Weimar period from what had gone before. In social and cultural terms, in economic terms, in political terms, there is a great deal of crossover and continuity, because the Weimar Republic doesn't spring into being out of nowhere. It draws on traditions, it draws on trends that have been there beforehand. The historian Peter Gay, writing about the culture of the Weimar Republic, said that the Weimar Republic created little, it liberated what was already there. And to a certain extent, I think that's true of culture, but it's true of Weimar society, but also true of the politics of the Weimar Republic. So if we think about socio-cultural trends, if we think about the economy, one of the big things that many people who know perhaps not very much else about the Weimar Republic know about is hyperinflation and the inflationary spiral in the early 1920s that effectively destroys the German currency. This is perhaps one of the examples of a short-term hangover from the German Empire. That inflationary spiral doesn't begin after the First World War, it begins during the First World War, and is a direct consequence of the imperial government's decision not to finance the conflict through taxation, but basically to finance it through borrowing and gambling on being able to win the war and putting a huge indemnity on the Allies if that happens. So that's one example of a very obvious link that is there. I think elsewhere in society, in things like industrial organisation, a lot of what happens during the Weimar period, many historians now see as being direct legacies of measures introduced before or during the First World War to organise labour. The Weimar welfare state builds on a system of social welfare that had gone back to the Bismarckian period, state socialism of the 1880s. Ideas about fundamental rights that are enshrined in the Weimar Constitution don't come from nowhere in 1918-19. They are part of a conversation that had been had going back into the 19th century in Germany. In terms of things like technological innovation or artistic experimentation, In terms of the arts, a couple of the big artistic movements of the early Weimar period, Expressionism and Dadaism, have their origins before or during the First World War. So there are all these trends that are there that are feeding into Weimar.